It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. The state legislature passed a bill to appropriate $2.2 billion in COVID federal funding to schools, healthcare, housing, businesses, and more. Senate Republicans offered several amendments to make it better, including two from Senator Keith Wegener that would help landlords.
The underlying bill proposes to pay 80% of what's owed to landlords. And I think that causes a couple of problems. For one, it makes the landlords, forces them into a decision of whether to accept 80% and lose 20%, a condition which requires them to forgive every opportunity to recover that money in the future. So they have to make a tough decision here whether to accept 80% or nothing and retain their rights to continue to try and get a full 100%. So it puts them in a tough position, and also it leaves certain tenants, if a landlord chooses not to take the money, in a position where they will still be in arrears and subject to eviction after the eviction moratorium ceases. I think we could solve this problem for both the tenants, who would be held harmless forever, and the landlords, who would not have to lose 20% if we funded them at 100% of what is owed.
Wegener's other amendment would have given an additional $7 million to small business landlords who have non-payer tenants.
$365 million of this bill is going to rent relief, and I think that's a great use of the money. However, we marginalized one group in the budgeting. So-called small landlords, mom-and-pop landlords, got a paltry $2 million out of this. And a little napkin math leads me to believe that's only about 200 people that would be eligible under the bill. So I would like to see us move another $7 million to a total of $9 million to those small mom-and-pop landlords who do so much for housing in our state, and that would open it up to about 900 potential people that we could help with this bill. I'd like to point out that, you know, the big guys are important to us, but the little guys have a lot more at risk. They may have one unit, a two-bedroom or two units, as part of their retirement, and they don't have the cushion when they take losses. So without this type of relief, they can't pay their mortgages, they can't pay their hazard insurance, and they may lose the property, which does no benefit to the tenant and no benefit to the property owner. So I think we can do better by both parties, our tenants who badly need housing, and our small landlords, mom-and-pop outfits that need our help.
Democrats defeated both amendments. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.